The original bill mandated a transabdominal or external ultrasound to be followed by a transvaginal ultrasound if gestational age could not be determined from the initial procedure. After the bill put Virginia in the national spotlight and drew a crowd of nearly 1,200 protesters to the Capitol on Monday, Governor McDonnell intervened. The bill as amended requires that a transabdominal ultrasound be performed 24 hours before an abortion for women who live within 100 miles from the facility where the procedure occurs. If the woman lives outside of this radius, then the ultrasound may be provided 2 hours before the procedure. If gestational age cannot be determined by this transabdominal ultrasound, then the patient shall be verbally offered a transvaginal ultrasound, which she may refuse. Doctors are required to offer the patient the opportunity to view the ultrasound, receive a printed copy, and hear the fetal heartbeats, though she retains the right to refuse this as well. Democratic Delegate Jennifer McClellan of Richmond says despite the changes, the bill remains flawed.
This bill would apply to abortions that were the result of rape and incest, or the woman who has a pregnancy and has to decide whether or not to terminate because it's not a medical emergency, but if she carries it to term, it could kill her because she has to choose between life-saving cancer treatments or carrying the baby to term, or she has to choose between putting her life at risk because she has a hole in her heart and got pregnant. If she carries the baby to term, she could die. These are not decisions that are made lightly. These are agonizing decisions that are between the mother, the father, if he's around, their doctor, and their God. And government has no place inserting itself in that decision and mandating what her doctor will or will not do.
Republican Senator Jill Vogel of Fauquier, the patron of the legislation, said yesterday after hearing input from constituents and experts that she is no longer comfortable carrying the bill in its current form.
There are moments when you are a legislator that you have to stop and you have to have a moment of real conscience. And I sort of had that moment this morning in considering the outcome and the fate of this bill. I would very much like to see us pass a good, solid, informed consent bill that protects women and gives women the information that they deserve. It's good public policy and it's good for women's health. But there's been a lot of information and a lot of substance and a lot of smart people who have come to me in medicine on both sides. And so I can't say that I any longer have the answers and that I feel in good conscience that I want to carry the bill in its current form. I intend to make the motion to strike my bill, Senate Bill 484. If it's possible that it can be improved upon and it can be worked through, I will work harder than anybody.
However, Republican Delegate Kathy Byron of Lynchburg, who patroned the House companion bill, says she intends to move forward with the legislation.
The amendment, I believe, enhances the bill. It's still consistently pro-life, and that we will still be one state of seven that are strengthening their informed consent law, because there are so many things that a woman should know before she makes this decision that will affect not only her life, but also the life of the child that she is carrying. I fully support anything that Virginia can do to strengthen the law to ensure the woman gets the most accurate and thorough information before making that decision.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.